Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
I'm Elliot Forrest, sitting in for Leonard Lopate today. Just this last Sunday, the Fox television show Glee won a Screen Actors Guild Award for Best Ensemble Cast. Following its Golden Globe win, there seems little doubt that Glee, about a high school show choir, is a hit. If you're a fan, you may know many of the kids who sing and dance each week, but you might also have noticed a bearded guy behind the piano in every single episode. He is a real pianist, musical director, and composer for the show. His name is Brad Ellis, and he joins me now from Los Angeles. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Elliot.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Congrats on all the awards.
Yeah, it's cleaning up right now.
Were you there? Were you there for the Screen Actors Guild this last weekend?
No, I watched with popcorn with my wife from my television set.
Probably just as well. But before we get into more about your role on Glee, for those who don't know, why don't you tell us what a show choir is?
Well, we used to call them Glee clubs, hence the name of the show. But a show choir now incorporates often a lot more dance and movement ideas. All over the country, there are competitions between all of these show choirs, and one of the leading ideas of this show was as soon as you'd mention to someone, well, Fox has this idea, Ryan Murphy's working on this thing about glee clubs and show choirs, everyone would say, oh, I was in a show choir, I was in a glee club. So it seemed like, here's something that hasn't been tapped yet. It starts out as, in the early days, it's really just singing harmony together as a group, and it's just evolved over the years to larger and flashier. A lot of these groups are astonishingly excellent. If you just look up show choir on YouTube,
you're going to see a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
And the production values that you put into your show of Glee, do the ones that are out there in your average high school really doing that?
Well, closer than you might think. We have sort of this super group on the show called Vocal Adrenaline. I would say that when we see Vocal Adrenaline, and they're astonishingly good. I mean, some of those dancers, I worked with them when we did the Oscars. They're some of the best dancers in the business. It's not necessarily that there's a show choir that's that ridiculously polished. It's that our kids, our Glee Club kids, when they see them, they're so frightened of them, they think they're that good. So it's sort of a hyper-reality.
And due to the show Glee, are they growing in popularity? Are high schools adopting and doing more of them?
I've been hearing that anecdotally. I bet before you know it, it'll show up in somebody's, research papers that, I think one of the best things about this show, I think it may have a positive impact on music in schools.
Well, Lord knows we could need that. And certainly it's the arts in public schools are usually the first thing that gets cut. So it's a great thing if it can inspire more people to put budgets together like that.
Let's hope.
When you first started to work on the show, did you think the show itself had a chance?
My first couple of days working on the show was with Ryan Murphy very early when we first started to cast the show. And he's extremely charismatic, and he has this sort of habit of saying something entirely outlandish with such an ease of conviction that you just believe he's going to make this happen. So I wouldn't want to begin to predict what on television is going to work and what wouldn't work, but I knew that this was the kind of guy, he's a general you would follow into battle.
You've been called the glue on Glee.
I love that.
Why is that?
Well, this is a production, and it has pre-production, and a lot goes into it, as many things do, but on the set, improvisation is possible. Things can change at the last minute. It could be as technical as they're working on the rights to the song, and we find out that we do have the rights, but we can't use it in every scene we wanted to use it in. So I come from a musical theater background. I lived in New York for years. I, worked on Broadway and especially off-Broadway. And there, you just roll your sleeves up, take what you're given, and turn it into something you can use. And in the pilot, at the last second, for example, we got the rights to Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl. And we wanted Jenna Uskowitz to sing it. She plays Tina. And she said, oh, I know that song. And I borrowed somebody else's iPhone, went to iTunes, listened to the song two or three times, went over to the offstage piano, figured out the chords are pretty simple, set it in a key for Jenna, and by that time the Grips had set up the lights, and we sang and played it live as it is in the pilot, exactly as it is in the pilot. So that's the kind of thing you and I, as New York people know, that's what theater people do. We just do it. But there they sometimes think I'm a magic man because I can do that, and I don't tell them that, no, there's dozens of people who can do that.
My guest is Brad Ellis. You see him in every episode so far of Glee. He's the bearded piano player, but more than playing the piano, he does lots of other things. You write charts, do arrangements in addition to playing piano?
Yes. I'm a longtime orchestrator. I go back in that tradition of live musicians and putting them all together.
The kids on the show are really terrific. Let's get this straight. It's pretty clear that they're lip-syncing in these big production numbers, but they're lip-syncing to themselves. The voices we hear are really them.
Yeah, that's very important. They're lip-syncing the same way Gene Kelly is lip-syncing in American in Paris. It's if you can identify who's singing, that is absolutely their voice. But we film on Panavision. We film from multiple angles. You can't sing it live every single time. It just wouldn't sync up. So generally, on especially a larger production number, the music production reaches a nearly final state before we begin filming the scene, which can sometimes present acting challenges. These are great actors because when we make that a big production number, it's like ready for an album. But then when you do it on screen, sometimes your action is going to be maybe more or less energetic than what you sang, and it's the actor's challenge to make it match as closely as possible, not just the lips.
And the orchestra, one of my favorite things, too, is that you look over and it's you at a piano and what looks like high school kids with about three instruments, but it could be a mariachi style, it could be disco, it could be a big pop number. The orchestrations are often change from day to day, right?
Oh, well, that's a great thing about this show. The music is so varied, which I just enjoy because, you know, I wouldn't be as much fun if it was cookie cutter. But also it's great because we're exposing older audiences to Kanye West and younger audiences to classical Broadway.
And the audition process, I mean, you ended up with a really terrific cast. I'm sure you had a lot to choose from.
Well, we saw many, many people. Robert Ulrich did the casting, and he's extremely good and diligent. And, for example, Mercedes was a very hard role to cast. And we tried many, many very talented people, but we wanted somebody very young and fresh with this astonishing voice. And before working on the show, I think she was working as a cashier at IKEA. Her path has been amazing to me. She walked in as someone who could very shyly and was sort of a little frightened, but look, I can do Aretha Franklin, and she really could do it, you know?
Right, some real power voices all the way around.
Oh, yeah. Well, and very varied voices. Corey Monteith is an actor who'd done very little singing before the show, and he embraced it, and I worked with him as a vocal coach, and before you know it, he became a leading voice. And Lea Michele's a great Broadway star coming in, so is
she was in Spring
Morgan.
Awakening, right?
Yes. Right. She and Jonathan Groff were the stars of Spring Awakening, and Matthew Morrison, I think you saw him in South Pacific.
Right, I did. I saw him. He was terrific. I only saw him sing on the show recently. I don't think I'd seen him sing that much. And I mean, he's the teacher, but I hadn't seen him really do a big number until recently, and he was great.
He is great. And as well as, amazingly, he's very, very good at hip-hop and rap. I mean, really good at it as a dancer and as a singer.
I guess these kids know they can't be on forever. Some of them play seniors. I mean, can we really buy them in season 2, 3, 4, 5?
Well, that's one of the ways I really trust Ryan. He's made some oblique comments about it, but he's got stuff up his sleeve.
Now, don't reveal any more than you want to, but we wanted to talk to you because you're on every episode. We see you behind the piano on Glee. Are you supposed to be a teacher? Is there a backstory here? Do they ever refer to you by name?
Well, Ryan Murphy, the creator of the show, before we started the first episode, did tell me some things. First is, one of the reasons I thought they wanted me on screen was because I'm a very supportive accompanist. I'm a good sort of psychological support for singers, and I thought he just wanted me around because I'm a nice guy and I'll make everyone feel at ease. And right before the first scene I filmed, he said, "Okay, now, Brad, here's the secret. You hate all of them." But he told me a few other things, and he also mentioned that I shouldn't repeat them. So they will either come to fruition or they won't. But I know my backstory.
And you're not going to reveal it now. Might
that
there be correct. A Brad Ellis episode at some point? You'll be drawn into
that
it.
That I doubt.
Oh, all right, okay. And a little bit of a classical background. You've worked with the LA Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yes, some of the greatest experiences of my life, and let's all wish the Philadelphia Orchestra well in its in the head cold that it's going through right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're having a lot of financial difficulties. I like to be part of a movement that's both the savior and a threat to major orchestras, and I hope more savior than threat. Orchestras often need to do big benefits, and when they do that, they'll often do it with a big star like Rod Stewart or Billy Joel. And it's usually my job to bridge the gap between, say, the rock and roll and the orchestra. And I do it with respect for the orchestra as much as possible. Sometimes you see these events and all that's happened is they've given whole notes for the orchestra behind the big star. And Philadelphia Orchestra would never want to do that. And the most recent one I did is brought Billy Joel to the Philadelphia Orchestra. And he took it very, very seriously. And we got to create brand new music, brand new Billy Joel music for the orchestra. And what thrilled me was the orchestra also truly embraced Billy Joel. They thought, here's a peer, here's a great musician. So I didn't so much feel like I was creating a bad pops evening for the Philadelphia Orchestra as creating some new music.
If we can, we've just got a few minutes left. Once again, don't reveal any more than you can. But I thought we'd play Confirm, Deny, or Take the Fifth, okay?
Sure.
The character Rachel has two dads, but it's been rumored that Idina Menzel is the birth mother of Rachel. Is she going to be on? Are you going to tell us that?
Let's see. I can confirm, I think it's been in the trade papers, oh boy, I hope so, that Idina will be involved in the show in some way.
Oh, here we are. We're going to listen to her sing. And one more question. Kurt, the gay character who came out last season, is rumored to be getting an out and proud partner that you're auditioning for that. Is that true?
I will admit I'm not in the loop enough to know that.
Oh, darn. A listener wants to know how long it takes to shoot all the big musical numbers for one episode.
Very few take more than a single day. Occasionally they'll be spread out because they happen in two different locations. But Zach Woodley, the choreographer, works amazingly fast. The cast learns this stuff fast. And we'll shoot sometimes two and three cameras at a time. And so they capture it very quickly.
I've been speaking with Brad Ellis, the pianist, composer, and a musical director for the Fox hit show Glee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Elliot.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I still know.